You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Line News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Owning and caring for a home comes with a lot of to-dos. Tune up the furnace, clean the gutters, remodel the kitchen. Whatever your home improvement need, Home Advisor can help you find a pro you can trust to get the job done right. Go to rebuild.homeadvisor.com for instant access to top-rated pros in your area, including electricians, handymen, plumbers, whatever type of home pro you need. And Home Advisor is absolutely free to use. At Home Advisor, you can read customer reviews of the pros, even use the cost guide to find out what hundreds of other home projects cost in your area. And because Home Advisor knows it's important to find a pro you can trust in your home, they conduct background checks on their service professionals. It's just one of the reasons more than 25 million homeowners have used Home Advisor. Go to rebuild.homeadvisor.com to find the right pro for your project. That's rebuild.homeadvisor.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, good afternoon. It's about 3:03 on Wednesday, November 4th. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. I hope you're having a great day. Let me give you a quick update on the forecast if you happen to be in the New Jersey area. This afternoon, it is absolutely gorgeous outside right now. It's like beautiful. It is 75 degrees, sunny, hardly any wind, 6 miles per hour. Tonight, patchy fog around 4 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low about 46. Showers, chance of showers actually, mainly after 2 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. Patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high about 68. Chance of showers mainly before 8 p.m. on Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 55. Friday, chance of showers mainly after 5 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 73. And then a chance of showers continuing on Friday night before 8 p.m., then a chance of rain after 8 p.m. Chance of rain again before 8 a.m. on Saturday, but it's only 30% chance, and it should be about a high of about 60, and then mostly cloudy again with a low about 38 on Saturday night. Mostly sunny all day on Sunday with a high of 54, and then mostly clear with a low around 33 on Sunday night. So anyway, I hope you're having a great day. We're going to feature Santa Choice Award-winning products today. You're going to listen to some interviews with some of the award winners. The first one that we're going to talk to, her name is Dorothea Jensen, and she's the author of Frizzy the Sad Elf. Listen in.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy with Talented People. Two of our segments are featuring the Santa Choice Award winners, and today our special author guest is Dorothea Jensen, and she has penned the book Frizzy the Sad S-A-D Elf, and you know, tell us a little bit about it. Dorothea, welcome to the show, Skyping in.
Very nice to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been writing for a long time. I do two kinds of writing. I do these elf books, which are rhyming verse and illustrated, and I also do historical fiction, for older kids, for middle graders. So I'm sort of a split personality in my career, I'm afraid. I have a bachelor of arts in English from Carleton College, and I have a master's in education from the University of New Mexico. I've lived all over the United States and also in Holland and in Brazil. But now I live in New Hampshire, and I've been here for almost 25 years. So that's, I have three children who are all grown up and six grandsons.
That is so precious. And, yes. And your book is as well. You got a review from the Santa Choice Awards that read, "This cute holiday tale is presented in a poem format that keeps readers on the edge of their seats wondering how a talented elf can find her special place in life." Tell us what was the inspiration of the book, and tell us a little bit about it, because it is a adorable story.
Well, I think in order to talk about it, I'm going to have to explain where the whole Izzy Elf concept came from. She's actually the fourth book in the series, but this whole thing started when I was a little girl, and my father, who was a doctor, went on a home call Christmas morning and tried to turn the Christmas tree lights on, and they fell over on top of him, which woke us up, and I thought, oh boy, we trapped Santa. Yeah.
That's so cute.
But anyway, so it's been in my head for years to write a story about Santa or one of his elves trapped in the living room of some kids. So that was the first book. But then I knew that Tizzy had to have some elf colleagues. So I made up seven other elves. Frizzy is one of those, and she is the fourth story I've written. I plan to write four more, so there'll be a story for each of the elves. That's Busy, Fizzy, Dizzy, Whizzy, Quizzy, Blizzy, Tizzy, and Frizzy are their names. So anyway, what happened when I started writing these elf stories is that the different elves took on definite characteristics as we went along, and it became clear that Frizzy had a real problem with depression, because her job was cutting and curling the Christmas doll's hair, and every Christmas when Santa would take the dolls away from her, she'd be very depressed. And we called it SAD, seasonal affection disorder, because she missed her dolly so much. So she goes to Santa, and she asks him if she can do something different. She wants to work on something that she won't get so attached to that she's sad when it leaves. And so she ends up making monster truck toys.
It's just the cutest story. And it's so funny the way that she really does want to change careers, because it's so depressing. And you get this picture of the kids really relating with the story. Yeah. So don't give it away, but tell everybody a little bit about how sales are doing, and where can they go to get your book?
Mostly it's available online through Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Book Depository.
We just want to thank you again for calling in today. Anything else you'd like to say? You have about a minute left, and we want to congratulate you again on your Santa Choice Award.
Oh, well, thank you. I just wanted to show you my Frizzy doll.
Pull it in a little closer to your head there, so everybody can see. Frizzy.
And
also, we should mention that the book is written in a poem. So
yes, it is.
If you want to be entertained, I love the plays on the words that you had throughout the book. Very creative.
Well, I do it. I love writing in verse, and it's very different from my historical fiction writing. I feel as if I'm sort of using all sides of my brain. And very in different ways. The writing is the easiest part for me, because the rhymes just pop into my head, and I write to entertain myself and my grandchildren. And my grandchildren, four of my grandchildren have now been in the elf books. And then my daughter gave birth to twins, so now I'm going to have to write one. They're going to be in the next one.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations. That's going to be so much fun.
Yes.
Well, keep us posted on all of your elves and your family your grandchildren. And I'm sure your kids as well are really lucky to have you. Such an entertaining grandmother.
Yeah, well.
All the best to you. Again, congratulations on your award. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Kowicki & Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business. One business at a time.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. Thanks for watching. We're featuring your Santa Choice Award-winning titles and products, and we got a special one for you today. Our guest Skyping in from California is Jack Peterson, and he is the co-owner of a company called Kids Gear. Hi, Jack.
Good morning.
It's nice to have you on the show.
Thank you.
We're so glad that you could actually, you know, tell us a little about yourself first and the company.
Well, I've been involved with the company since the beginning. It is a family-run business. It actually was started by my wife about 15 years ago. So we've been working on children's headphones, specifically focused on safe children's headphones using volume-limiting technology that we kind of developed back in 2000. So I've been involved with that. My background is high-tech, and I kind of went full-time working for my wife about 5 years ago.
Oh, God, I love that. That's such a great story. What about, tell us about this, the product that won the Santa Choice Awards is actually, it's called Stereo Headset Headphones for Kids. It's the Kids Gear Deluxe model. Can you hold it up for a second?
Sure, absolutely.
Now tell us about it, and tell us also about the technology we're talking about.
About 15 years ago, as I said, we kind of came up with the need for children's headphones. There were no children's designed, I would say, headphones, meaning size and fit and comfort and all that. It was basically adult headphones that were adapted through wrapping tape and towel around it to fit children's heads. Well, the Deluxe Stereo Headset headphone was the next evolution of that original headphone set. It has a boom microphone on it. And this came about because of the fact that obviously children is our focus, and of course in school is critical, and learning and language learning and Skyping like this and gameplay, all of that involves children. Well, they needed also to have comfortable, size-fitted, and most importantly, safe, meaning the kids control volume limit technology is built into the headphones. What this does is it caps the volume at roughly 80% of its maximum capability. Now, we've designed that in such a way that you can turn that on or turn that off, which is very different. As time progressed, other manufacturers came out with similar technology, but obviously have implemented it differently. A lot of times it's been built in, and that means it's always on. Well, in an environment like an airplane, for example, or loud background environments, that always on feature is actually a detriment. It limits too much. So what we did is we made it from day one as an optional on-off type technology, so that in those loud background environments, you can actually turn it off. What that also does is when the child's talking with a boom microphone, it needs to be a very, high capability of omnidirectional sound capture, so that no matter where they're sitting and no matter what environment they're in, they get a clear, crisp interaction with whatever application they're using. So the problem in the past has been microphones. Those have been around for a long time. They obviously are on probably your own headsets that you go jogging with and you answer the phone, but they're usually on a little, you know, dongle piece that hangs next to you, and you kind of hold it up to your mouth when you want to talk. Well, clearly that would not work with children. So the boom microphone was just a natural. We kept the same exact form factor, just added a boom microphone to it. And it's been very successful in schools. In California specifically and around the nation, they've implemented what's called common core curriculums. These require testing to be done with headphones, and in many cases, headphones with boom microphones or microphones. And so we've been adopted now by thousands of school districts around the United States as a solution for that problem of small K through 12 years old type testing. They use the deluxe stereo headset. So, you know, they can fold the boom mic up. It does rotate, supports left or right or straight up, and can be used as just a regular audio headset. And that's kind of basically the product that we won the award for.
It is just so interesting to hear that story and to learn more about the behind the scenes with the gear itself, because, you know, who would think the technology that you brought, and congratulations on all that work that you're doing and with the school systems and so on. It's really something.
Thank you.
I want everybody out there to know that on top of the importance of everything you were just discussing, they're very durable as well. You know, Jack, I want you to know our reviewers got back and said, you know, they're functional, durable, comfortable, and have a meaningful purpose. And they gave them an A+ across the board at the Santa Choice Awards. But I did want to mention again that they really are. A lot of people, I'm sure, out there watching think of the kids' headsets as just flimsy. You know, they don't hold up. 5 minutes after you know, the kid wears them, they're broken. These are, I want to say, really, really great, and they're extremely durable, and they're A+ sound.
Well, I think another reason too, well, you just mentioned one, the sound quality is top line. It's actually got the same componentry as some very high-end, very expensive headphones in the market. We just adopted it into our own form factor. But the other piece is, I don't know if you remember back when I was in school and they did use headphones, there were these monster headphones. I mean, literally this big, right?
Yeah.
And it would sit out on your head. And clearly, that's not what children really need. They really need a comfortable experience. People have found children, the younger they are, will stop fidgeting, stop playing with the headphones when they fit comfortably and they can truly listen to the audio that they're watching or the movie or the game or even, as I said, language learning and Skyping. So people will not tolerate poor audio, right? They need to be comfortable and clear, and then they can pay attention to what they're supposed to be watching. So we think it's a good fit for our company. We think it's a great fit for the kids out there. And, you know, we're very excited. Thank you.
You should be. And we want you to know, we do congratulate you again on your Santa Choice Awards, Jack, and also keep up the great work. Thanks again.
All
right. Bye-bye. Check out that Santa Choice Award website to see the products that are available, particularly the kids' gear headset.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Today we're here to introduce and talk about the Santa Choice Awards and the Mariah Foundation.
The Santa Choice Awards program represents and evaluates over 23 different categories of products, from pets, family, as you expect, toys and games, all the way out to apparel, jewelry, just for men, perfect gifts. And our award program actually was designed to be a destination where anyone in the family can go to find the best gifts for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell about the process?
Well, it's almost like a Consumer Reports website where whoever the manufacturer will submit their product, and they will submit four samples. So two will go out to independent reviewers, and one will stay in-house for our executive review team, which we have a really amazing board of people that are all parenting, international parenting experts. So we're very excited about it. And then the other one will go to the Mariah Foundation, which is a charity, 501(c) pending organization that is going to distribute all of these products to underprivileged children and families
during the holidays and otherwise during the year. Mm-hmm. So we're asking you to take a look at this image and to look for it on the products that you buy for the holiday season.
Yeah, if you see this seal, Santa Choice Award winning seal on the product, then you know that it's been tested and approved by Santa.
Can't ask for more than that.
Well, good.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Of reading with a child is that you bring yourself into a place where you're in time with them. You're not distracted with your phone or you're making something for the dinner. You're sitting with them and in their space, and they know how that important that is. On some level, children trust that place where you're sitting with them doing what they like to do, which is read and learn and explore. So it's a precious place. And if we can excite parents and teachers, of course, to be in that space more often, because obviously the book's kind of fun for adults. I mean, Cheryl's page in the salon, just as again as an example, it's really fun for adults to look at that page too.
So absolutely,
there's a lot of reasons for adults to want to be in that space with their child, which is a precious space.
So an interesting thing that has come up over the last couple of months is I share the book with a lot of my clients, and they take it to their elderly parents, and they really enjoy it. And a couple of them who have had dementia or are in their declining years have just really enjoyed looking at the pictures, and it was exciting and attractive to them because of the colors. And it's been really fascinating to see the wide range of interest besides little children. It's fun.
No, that is true. And how rewarding that must be to be able to see it used for practical purposes that you would never expect, right, with the elderly.
Santa would be happy.
Santa's very proud, I know that. Let me mention that, as a matter of fact, to everybody out there, that again, we're talking about the book, A Different Kind of Dog. They have won a Santa Choice Award. You can look it up on the Santa Choice Awards website, and you can read about the book and also about the mission of the Santa Choice Awards, which is to donate proceeds to the Mariah Foundation, which actually is all about having children learn how to do good things and do goodwill.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They have helped people grow food in communities around the world. They've taught millions of people to read. They've brought clean water to villages, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But here's the thing. Each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,001. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary membership at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. Thanks for watching. We are featuring Santa Choice award-winning products, and it's my pleasure to bring you Set Enterprises. We're talking with Rebecca Anderson, and she's going to tell us about the game Set. Rebecca, tell us about it. How did it become such a popular award-winning game?
Set actually has a really interesting story of how it came to be. In 1974, our founder, our inventor, Marcia Jean Falco, was actually studying in Cambridge, and she's studying population geneticists, and she was looking to see if epilepsy in German Shepherds was inherited. And when she was doing so, she was putting little blocks of information about the German Shepherds onto cards. And so she'd use shapes in order to help her organize the information. And one of the veterinarians looked over her shoulder and said, "Looks like you're playing a game." And she said, "Well, actually, I think it would be kind of a fun game." And so that was where the idea was born. And so for 17 years, she played with friends and family, kind of changing the shapes and the numbers. And in 1990, they encouraged her to use her children's college education fund and actually go out and produce this game. And so she was working at Michigan State University at the time. She worked with the professors in the colorblind lab to try to find the best shapes and colors in order to best express what she was doing. And she published the game in 1990 after playing for 17 years off the shelf. And it immediately became a Mensa Select award-winning game. And the first run sold right out, and she had to do a second production. And so she's been playing with family and friends ever since. And so it's now, from 1990 to this year, it's been 25 years for us.
Congratulations on your 25th anniversary. You know what? It's won 35 awards, which is like the highest, I think, in all history of award-winning games. So congratulations on that as well. Tell us how it works.
Okay, well, a set, each card in the deck is unique. So each card, I'm going to pull some up so I can show it to you. Each card has a different color, shape, and number on it. So you have red, green, and purple. You've got one, twos, and threes, and you've got diamonds, squiggles, and ovals. So when you're trying to find a set, you're trying to find three cards in an array of 12. If any table can become your board, you're looking for three cards, which each of the features are either all the same or all different at the same time. So and the keyword is all. So you can't just say, well, I found three purple cards, that makes a set. They either all need to be purple, and all need to be different shapes, and all need to be different numbers, or it wouldn't be a set. If anytime you can say two cards are something and the third one is not, it breaks the golden rule and it wouldn't be a set. So it's kind of tricky in the sense that once you understand what a set is, it's easier to play. It's definitely something where you learn that intelligence is something that is learned, it's not inherited, because as you play, you get better at it. You're using the left brain and the right side of your brain in order to visually perceive the patterns that are out there and logically test them and then go back and pick them up. So it's been a great game in terms of developing pattern recognition, cognitive thinking, cognitive processing speed. And actually, there's a fun little twist where you can work on your working memory, which has been a really big thing in the news. So the last couple of years, they've been doing a lot of studies on that. So yeah. A set is basically three cards that's either all the same or all different at the same time. And with the game, there's no turns and it's no luck. It's just a game of speed and a game of skill. And you find your competitive juices really get going as you're looking for the set to find the sets before your colleagues do. And you can play either solo or as many people who can safely fit around a table. I do mean safely, because you can get a lot of people around a table and it can get kind of competitive. So from 1 to 20, maybe we'll cut it off there. 20 round a table is about its limit.
How much fun. Now, is this the only version of a set in your line of games?
Actually, no. Well, the whole set family has a couple different versions. So we had a lot of fun with the cards. So we also moved it over to dice. And we have a set dice game that's come out. There's three different ways to play the dice. You can kind of play fast and furious, just like you do with the card game. But we also have one that's kind of like a crossword set where you make different sets in different directions. And we also have added a board, which added some strategy. So it slows it down and adds some strategic thinking. So people who like the idea of set, set, but they might not be as quick at thinking. That sounds terrible. They're not as quick at thinking. But when you add the set dice, it slows it down and gives it turns. So you can go through a lot of different options in your mind and really evaluate. But people that are more strategic thinkers as opposed to fast thinkers might really enjoy that. And actually, in my office, I enjoy playing that a little bit more because we have some really fast players, and that gives me at least it evens the playing field.
Wow. Well, congratulations again. We're so proud of you all for your 25th anniversary and again on the amazing success of that game, Set Game.
Great. So one of the other fun things we did with Set was we took our Mensa award-winning game and we toned it down for early learners. So we added Set Junior, which is also a board game, and that one tones it down so that even three-year-olds can start by building skills that they need in order to be successful at the Set game. So that one's going to teach some pattern recognition, some visual discrimination, just colors, shapes, and numbers. It's really simple. And we came out just this last year with a travel size version, which is a Set Mini. So it comes cute in a cute click-clack tin where you can pop it open and then you can clack it closed, and so it's really fun. So in fact the tin is playful enough that you almost don't need the game, you can just continue to play it.
Oh, it looks so much fun for travel, like you said, and also as a stocking stuffer.
Absolutely. So 1,001 applications, whether you're putting in a gift basket, and a teacher appreciation, a party favor, it's easy to keep in your pocket and play while you're waiting. While waiting is what you have to do, whether you're in a restaurant waiting for your food or at a doctor's office, it's easy, quick, fun, super nice and giftable to send off to a kid with camp because you can play solo or as many people as can fit around a table. It's one of those things that can really be a nice icebreaker.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. 5 students are being treated for stab wounds after an attack at a Northern California college. The University of California Merced reports 2 people were flown to hospitals while 3 others were treated at the scene. The suspect is reportedly another student and was shot and killed by police around 8:30 this morning. The small college's campus in the San Joaquin Valley is closed and classes were canceled for the day. SWAT teams are being deployed in a San Diego neighborhood as shots are being fired from a San Diego apartment building. Police are urging residents to stay away from windows and for people to shelter in place. The woman accused of slamming her car into a homecoming parade in Oklahoma is charged with murder. Prosecutors have formally charged Adesha Chambers with 4 counts of second-degree murder as well as dozens of assault and battery charges. Chambers is accused of driving her car into a crowd gathered to watch Oklahoma State University's homecoming parade in Stillwater last month. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get a savings book with over $5,500 in exclusive offers. Get set for the season with instant savings on kitchen favorites, like $3.50 off Chinette paper plates, $6 off Green Mountain Coffee K-Cups, and $3.30 off Reynolds Wrap Foil. Stop into Sam's Club or visit us online and get more for less this holiday with November instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
John McCain says the Department of Defense has been paying pro sports teams to honor American soldiers. The Arizona senator says paid military commercials do not belong at sporting events.
We appreciate if they honor the men and women in uniform, but not to get paid for it.
The report titled Tackling Paid Patriotism details millions going to things like tickets and luxury boxes. A new government-backed retirement savings program starts today. The free low-risk financial account is called MIRA. It's designed for lower- and middle-income Americans who do not have access to a 401k plan at work. Individuals earning less than $131,000 a year and couples who earn less than $193,000 and file taxes jointly can take part. They can have their money from their paycheck bank account or tax refund put into a MIRA. The account is similar to a Roth IRA, but the money is invested only in a U.S. Treasury security created for the program. Investments are guaranteed never to fall in value. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi.
David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-715-7311. That's 844-715-7311 or landmarkgold.com.
The White House continues pushing Congress to allow the closure of the Gitmo Terror Detention Prison. Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest says holding the remaining prisoners is very expensive. The Gitmo population is down to a little more than 100 prisoners. The prison is part of a sprawling U.S. Navy base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Earnest argued that the image of Gitmo is a powerful recruitment tool for terrorists around the world. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree has been cut down and is getting ready to be put up in New York City this Friday. Albert Azendorf of Ulster County, New York, was the owner of the 78-foot-tall, 10-ton Norway spruce.
It's an honor. I'm glad that a lot of other people can enjoy it. You know, we've been enjoying it for so long now, and now it gets basically a proper ending.
He says the tree was only a few feet high when he first moved to his Gardner home back in 1957. The tree will be hoisted into place Friday, and there'll be a big tree lighting ceremony on December 2nd. The next generation of iPhones may include a more affordable runt of the litter. Apple Insider reports the company may be going back to a 4-inch model alongside next year's iPhone 7. The smaller handset was abandoned after the iPhone 5S model. It's predicted the phone will have an A9 processor, but likely won't have the 3D touch capabilities that were unveiled with the iPhone 6S. And the stage is set for the 2015 Country Music Association Awards tonight in Nashville. Little Big Town is leading the nominations with 6 this year, followed by Kenny Chesney and Eric Church with 5 each. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Welcome back to Talented People. This is Jeannie Murphy. It's about 3:37 already on the 4th of November. Cannot believe it's November 4th. The holidays are right around the corner, and my mother's birthday is tomorrow. She's turning 75. So Tabel Mir Mahar is feeling really well. She's getting over her stroke, and she's joyfully 75 with more energy than ever, by the way. So happy to report that to everybody out there. And thanks so much for listening along to our show. This afternoon, if you're in the area, it's going to be sunny with a high near 75. Tonight, patchy fog around 4 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low about 46. Chance of showers mainly after 2 p.m. on Thursday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high about 68. Chance of showers continuing mainly before 8 p.m. on Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low about 55. Chance of showers, again, mainly after 5 p.m. on Friday, mostly cloudy with a high of 73, continuing the same with a low about 53 on Friday night. Same all day on Saturday with a high about 60, and then mostly cloudy again Saturday night with a low about 38. Mostly sunny all day Sunday with a high of 54 and a low of 33. I also want to mention that my son Brandon's birthday is tomorrow. He turns 19, and I know that's probably kind of funny to be second behind my mother, but I know that he can't stand it when I mention him on the radio. So that makes me laugh, so I just thought I'd share that with you anyway. We're going to have a good time with him, and he's so cute. His name's Brandon. All right, back to a show here, and hope you're enjoying it.
Today we're here to introduce and talk about the Santa Choice Awards and the Mariah Foundation.
The Santa Choice Awards program represents and evaluates over 23 different categories of products, from pets, family, as you expect, toys and games, all the way out to apparel, jewelry, just for men, perfect gifts. And our award program actually was designed to be a destination where anyone in the family can go to find the best gifts for Christmas. So why don't you tell about the process?
Well, it's almost like a Consumer Reports website where whoever the manufacturer will submit their product, and they will submit 4 samples. So 2 will go out to independent reviewers, and 1 will stay in-house for our executive review team, which we have a really amazing board of people that are all parenting, international parenting experts. So we're very excited about it. And then the other one will go to the Mariah Foundation, which is a charity, 501(c) pending organization that is going to distribute all of these products to underprivileged children and families
during the holidays and otherwise during the year. Mm-hmm. So we're asking you to take a look at this image and to look for it on the products that you buy for the holiday season.
Yeah, if you see this seal, Santa Choice Award-winning seal on the product, then you know that it's been tested and approved by Santa.
Can't ask for more than that.
That's good.
Jewish Family Service of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services. For over 30 years, JFS, a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals, young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help provide emotional support and counseling and other tangible assistance to those in need. Funds received from car donations go directly to cover the cost of providing counseling to children and families, social work home visits to isolated seniors, and career counseling to those recently unemployed. It's easy to donate. Just call 877-JFS-4CAR or 877-537-4227 and speak with a vehicle donation representative. For more information about JFS, please visit their website at www.jewishfamilysvc.org.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And I want everybody out there to know again that Andy Z is a multi-time award-winning performer. And I call out that Return to Andyland particularly because it is a Santa Choice Award winner, which you know we always feature as well. And then there's the Grand Scream of Things. So, Andy, tell us a little bit about that title as well, because that was relatively new. And then we want to get right back into your classic songs and traditional tunes that are coming up.
Well, the Grand Scream of Things is a Halloween audio play. You know, the Andyland series that I had with the Welcome and Return and Summer in Andyland, those were all, I consider them audio play because they had, you know, dialogue tracks in between, but more so it was like a tour and I was the tour guide. This Halloween audio play, The Grand Scream of Things, is more of a script. It's more of a production. It's a true audio play. Mm-hmm. So there's a, you know, there's an arc to the story. There's a climax. There's a, you know, and there's a protagonist.
There's a lesson learned.
And there's a lesson learned as well. And so it just by its nature, by that nature, you know, that aspect of it, of the story, it also is for older kids as well. You could say tweeners or 8 to 12 year olds. And the song material is accessible, and I found much more accessible than I thought it would be for my younger fans. And it was accessible to them, but it's also accessible to the older kids as well. So it ended up being just a really wonderful experience all the way around. And I still want to make a TV special out of it or something, but we'll see what happens, you know?
I think you're on your way, that's for sure. I love the way that you do cover topics like Halloween and also water, geek, summer, Frosty, the snowman. How is that just part of the way that you feel you are connecting with your fans?
Some subject matter and ideas for songs just come to me. Some are actually come from kids. Like, for example, with the title track of my very first album, Pockets, I actually got that from a child who came up to me at a daycare I was playing at and said, "Look, Andy Z, I've got pockets." And I said, "Yeah, you do have pockets." I said, "Hey, that is really
cute.
Thing. If you're a kid and you've got pockets, we take them for granted, obviously, but gosh, if you've got pockets, like all the stuff you can put in your pockets." So that's kind of what I mean. But so I get inspired by the kids, but also, you know, in the case of Drink More Water, I was actually asked to write a song for healthy drinking water in daycare campaigns in California, and also for, you know, hydration campaigns for children to remind them to drink more water and when to drink more water. So, you know, the inspiration and the ideas come from various places.
Yeah, and those that are so purposeful, you know, we congratulate you and thank you on as well, because that is a very important subject matter. It must be fun to be approached to ask to write things that mean so much.
This tree was never chopped down, because this crutch never needed to be carved, because these legs never grew weak, because this child never got polio. Over the past 20 years, Rotary Club members have helped immunize over 2 billion children against polio. Now we are on the brink of eradicating this crippling disease once and for all. But we need your help. Thanks to an historic matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to make sure vaccines reach the people who need it, to protect the children of the world against polio forever. This is an opportunity to end polio now. Visit rotary.org/endpolio. Rotary, humanity in motion.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation, or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, and this is Talented People. Thanks for watching. Today, our guest is Anne Marie Gardinier-Halstead. She's the associate professor and co-chair of the Performance and Communication Art Department at St. Lawrence University. She's also a contributor to Huffington Post Parents, 32nd Mom, and Mariah Media. Welcome to our show, Anne Marie.
Hi, great to be here, Jeannie.
Yes, it's great to have you. We want to share, you know, you have, with all your writings and everything that you've been doing, a tremendous amount of influence on a lot of people. And so you've created a play, you have a book, and then you also have a song. And we want you to tell us all about those products and what you're doing.
Well, thank you. I love the idea that what I'm doing might influence some people, especially children. It all started when I adapted Carol McLeod's books for the stage. Her first book, Have You Filled a Bucket Today, is about this idea that we all have an invisible bucket inside us. and we fill each other's buckets by saying and doing kind things. And then in contrast, we dip into each other's buckets or dip each other's buckets when we say or do unkind things. And it's really a very simple idea that kids can grasp and use to express their feelings and to solve conflicts with each other without even having to involve adults. And it's working really, really well in elementary schools across the U.S. and even in other countries. You know, her books are in many other languages, for instance. And so I had the idea to adapt her book, two of her books, actually, for the stage. And so my play is called Have You Filled a Bucket Today?, the same title as her first book. And it's being produced by many different kinds of groups, schools, colleges, churches, character education groups, and of course, theater companies too, across the US, and it's been done in Canada and Australia. And we're finding that kids really respond well to it. And as somebody who's been teaching theater for many years, I guess it doesn't really surprise me all that much that kids are responding to theater, because I know that theater is really good for kids. Kids respond to the arts. You know, there are cognitive and affective benefits for the arts, and we've known that for a really long time. So I've had a great time seeing kids respond to the play. And my next step really was to write a children's book.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did you create any original characters for the play?
I did, yeah. So I took the concept of Carol's books and I decided to theatricalize it by creating original characters and an original setting. So I set the play at a summer camp, and of course we have kids who are campers, including the main character camper who's named Trey, and he's named after one of my own kids. And he learns about bucket filling from the original characters I created, like Mimi the camp counselor and Professor Smarty Pants the third. And kids get a kick out of him because he's very full of himself and kind of wacky. And Bucket Filling Fairy, who we call BFF, and she's a magical character who speaks in rhyme. And she's the character that my picture book is about. And really, kids are the inspiration for the picture book, because I've had the great good fortune of going to a lot of the performances of the play. Mm-hmm. Theater companies and schools will invite me to their productions, and I'll go to as many as I can. And what has amazed me is how kids have responded in particular to BFF. They will basically charge the stage to meet her and hug her and get her autograph, get a picture with her. And I really took that seriously. And I thought, how can we share this message and Bucket Filling Fairy as a character with more children? And, you know, not everybody can get to the theater and the play isn't everywhere yet. So I thought maybe we can do that with a children's book. And so my book is coming out this fall. It's published by Mascot Books. And I'm really excited about it.
I bet you are. So let me ask you a question. Tell us about the song then, and also how this all ties together.
Okay, so the song is called The Bucket Filling Song. And I loved collaborating with this group, Peaceful Schools. They are an organization, a character ed organization in Syracuse, New York. And they've been touring my play for 2 years to schools in their region. And they're actually expanding their region and going into year three of the tour in the fall, which is just one of those other things that I'm just so pleasantly surprised by. I couldn't have anticipated that a group would be touring my play for as long as they have. And their production is wonderful, and the mission of their organization is so special. And so they had the idea to collaborate on this song with me. And now the lyrics of the song are already in the script. I have the words of this bucket filling song in the play. And I indicate that producers of the show have the option of either doing it as a poem or as a song. And if they want to do a song, they can set it to their own music. But either way, Bucket Filling Fairy teaches this to the audience. And the words end with, "Together we can be a bucket filling nation." And so Peaceful Schools, they were doing the song, and it was getting great feedback. And schools were saying things like, "Can we get the sheet music? Can we get a CD? Can we get a download? Because we'd like to do the song at our spring concert." Or parents were saying, "We'd like to use the song in our home to continue this message of bucket filling." So together, they used their music, and we used my lyrics. And of course, their Bucket Filling Fairy leads the charge. And we have the song out on iTunes, and people can find it by going to iTunes and either searching The Bucket Filling Song as the title or Peaceful Schools as the artist. And we tried to keep all of this very affordable for families. So you can do the song for 99 cents and use it at home or in the classroom to, again, further this message of bucket filling.
I think that's fantastic. So now you're saying that where's the best place for someone to go again to purchase that?
They just go to iTunes, and they can search either by artist, which would be Peaceful Schools, because they're the voices on the tracks, or they can search by title, which is the bucket-filling song. And what's really fun is it's not just the one track. They can buy just the one track, which is all the actors singing, and, of course, the lyrics are there. But there are other options, too. They can have a track that just has the instrumental music. So if a school, a classroom, for example, wanted to sing with their own voices and just have the instrumental in the background, they can do that. We have a version that is called the campfire version, which has different kinds of instruments. So there are a lot of different options for people there on iTunes.
How much fun is that?
Well, yeah, we had a great time with it.
Congratulations, and keep us posted as you know your book comes out and on all your success.
Thank you.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, Jeannie Murphy with Talented People here, continuing our series on featuring Santa Choice Award-winning products for you and your family. And today we're sharing with you one of our special items. It's called Box for Blocks. And the founder of the company, Peter Botherway, is Skyping in from New Zealand right now to tell us all about it. Hi, Peter.
Yeah, hi, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, good, good.
Good. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself and how this Box for Blocks products came to be.
Well, it was one of those typical light bulb moments with, we had 4 young children and... I came home from work at lunchtime one day. My wife was tearing her hair out, and she uttered the words in frustration. She said, she told me about how my youngest had just come home from preschool, and she'd spent the morning organizing the children's Lego, and he'd been home 5 minutes, and he'd tipped it out all over the floor again. And she's uttered in frustration. She says, I wish somebody would invent something to store Lego like they used they store coins in the bank. You know, those things they used to store coins in the bank. And so the old light bulb moment went off, and we messed around with a few plastic ice cream containers and saw that it worked. And then we decided that we'll have a go at doing it, and we've done it. And it's been a very exciting little journey, I could say.
Well, I think it's incredible. The story's incredible, because how many years ago was that?
Oh, it was in the early 90s that we first bought it out. Yes, it was. So we sold it in retail in New Zealand, and we were exporting it through to Australia, and we were sending it up to Europe and that sort of thing. But like it was very, very tough to take one product to market through retail, and it was in fact we shelved it for a few years, and it was only until the internet came along that we saw the opportunity, and that's when we decided to move our manufacturing to a contract manufacturer in Pennsylvania in the States, and we are now selling it in the States online via our website in conjunction with Amazon FBA, and the system's working very, very well.
Well, it's amazing, the Box for Blocks. If you've got kids around you, if you're grandchildren, or if you've got sibling, you know, family members with kids, it doesn't matter what it is, you've got to get a Box for Blocks. You could only buy them online, like you just heard. Check it out, because it cleans up, it's safe, it sorts. I just love it. It's already 4:00. Stay with us for the next hour for Parenting Matters Santa Choice Awards feature. Again, we're going to talk to the author of the Santa Choice Award-winning book, Button Nose, the Sad Little Bear. It is the cutest story, okay? And we'll be right back after the news and weather. Thanks for listening.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Five students are being treated for stab wounds after an attack at a Northern California college. The University of California Merced reports two people were flown to hospitals while three others were treated at the scene. The suspect is reportedly another student and was shot and killed by police around 8:30 this morning. The small college's campus in the San Joaquin Valley is closed and classes were canceled for the day.